Next, we'll report on some changes for people who make a living expressing their opinions and always in public. In 1971, New York's alternative weekly, The Village Voice, first published the Paz and Jop music poll. That's Paz and Jop, not jazz and pop. Back then, hundreds of rock critics voted for the best albums of the year. The founding father of the Paz and Jop poll was recently dropped by the new owners of The Voice, and in the current climate, there are challenges to the poll's supremacy. NPR's Jacob Gans reports.
Help me, I think I'm falling.
London calling through the foyer.
Our wheels on a gravel road.
Joni Mitchell, The Clash, Prince, Lucinda Williams, Nirvana, Kanye West. Those are a few of the diverse list of winners of the Village Voice's Paz and Jop poll. Since its inception, it's been a place for critics to vote for the best recordings of the year and debate news and trends. The rise of hip-hop, grunge, even in 1997, a late-career masterpiece by Bob Dylan.
This kind of love, I'm lovesick.
But The Voice has had a rough go of late. Long past its influential peak, the paper was bought in late 2005 by an Arizona newspaper chain. In August of last year, the new owners fired Paz and Jop's longtime overseer, Robert Christgau. Now, some of the country's most prominent critics, including writers at the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Los Angeles Times, and the Chicago Sun-Times, have told NPR that they won't be voting in the poll this year. Not all cited Christgau's departure as the reason, but the move may undermine Paz and Jop's calling card, its status as a complete survey of the nation's critics. Sasha Furr Jones, who writes about pop music for The New Yorker, is one of the critics who will abandon Paz and Jop.
He was one of the three or four people who invented rock criticism. So when you fire Bob Christgau, you know, it's a slap in the face to so many of us in so many ways.
I'm very proud of Paz and Jop. I understand why people care about it.
Robert Christgau, now a contributor to NPR's All Things Considered, increased the scope of Paz and Jop each year. He added alternative weekly, fanzine, and internet writers who combined with established critics in a forum where commercial favorites vied with obscure critical darlings.
And the reason I kept doing it is that I think there is some value, although it's a diminishing value, in finding out what critics think.
In 1978, Elvis Costello edged out the Rolling Stones. Bob Dylan crushed the Strokes in 2001. Next to the poll, critics debated the year in music.
I like the argument part. I like the riot of voices.
Sasha Furr Jones says that the yearly event was something like a trade fair or convention for people obsessed with music, only more fun.
Maybe at the end of the day, everyone sort of throws down their hats and says, oh, we didn't figure it out. But it generated a lot of heat and light, and it generally brought out a lot of really fierce writing from people.
The Voice's newly appointed music editor, Rob Harvilla, is taking over for Paz and Jop's deposed founder. He says he respects the decision of critics who've bowed out, but that the poll will carry on.
Certainly no one, certainly not myself, is going to step into Christgau's shoes in any fashion.
A critic's revolt isn't the only thing Paz and Jop has to contend with. Like all newspapers, The Village Voice has seen its territory infringed upon by the growth of the internet. It was only a matter of time before a similar poll popped up on the web.
I feel like it makes a little more sense for an online property to be doing this.
Brian Raftery is an editor for Idolater.com, a blog in the Gawker Media Network. In November, Idolater announced a critics' poll of its own. In a Lower Manhattan cafe with his co-editor Maura Johnston, Raftery argues that the web has changed the very nature of music criticism.
I think right now the world of music criticism, whether it's music blogs or alt-weeklies or newspapers that are putting this stuff online for free every day, the day-to-day, hour-to-hour metabolism of talking about music is only found on the internet.
Christgau, who says he will vote in both polls this year, has seen the critical establishment grow from a few dozen writers to a new world where everyone with an internet connection can sample the music of the day and post an opinion on it. So the question becomes, when everyone's a critic, what's the point of a critics' poll?
Has the internet made the rationalization of critical opinion easier? Not in my opinion. I don't think so, because there's simply too much for anybody to digest. You need gatekeepers.
The Village Voice will release this year's Paz and Jop critics poll in February. Idolater's list is scheduled to be posted this morning. In the running this year, on the one hand, newish acts like TV on the Radio and Joanna Newsom. On the other, Modern Times, the 31st studio album from Bob Dylan. Jacob Gans, NPR News.
I don't care what you do. I don't care what you say. I don't care where you go.
or how long you stay. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna work.